So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa, Hareza gitzach amenasha tenasi lepleini, Hareza loy tenase, veimnesis loy teitze. If a person divorces his wife on the condition that she marries so-and-so, she may not get married. However, if she did get married, they're not required to divorce. After some discussion, Rava explains, Hareza loy tenase loy loy v'loy la'achar. She may not marry plainly or any other person. Why? Loy loy tenase, shemeyemun nishaseim noisne b'matana. She may not marry plainly because of the appearance of impropriety. The Chacham were concerned that people might think that the husband gave his wife to plainly as a gift. Therefore, the imnisis loy loy teitze to b'shem gizera loy mafkinan. If they did marry, they need not divorce because the get is effective midei raisa and she's permitted to marry him, and because of the gizera we do not compel them to divorce. And la'achar loy tinase debayi kiyumei l'tina. She may not marry another person because she has not yet fulfilled the tanai. In this case, we cannot rely on fulfilling the tanai later, because in order for her to marry plainly, her second husband must first divorce her and lav b'dida kaima le'gerushe. That is not up to her. Therefore, v'imnisis la'achar teitze debayi l'kiyumei l'tanai. If they did marry, they must divorce because the get is not affected midei raisa if she does not fulfill the tanai. The Gemara cites another braisa, Tan Rabbanan, Hareza gitach amenasha tali l'rikia, amenasha tirdi l'toyin, amenasha tiboli kona shal dalar amas, amenasha tivili kona bin kufama, amenasha tavriyasa yama godol biraglecha. If a person divorces his wife on the condition that she goes up till the sky, or goes down below to the center of the earth, swallows a reed of 4 amas, brings a reed of 100 amas, or crosses the Mediterranean by foot, the Tanakhama says, Einoi get, she's not divorced, because the tanoim are effective but impossible to fulfill. Rebbe ben Teimai merkizei get, she is divorced, because there is a klal that called tanai she efshaloi lekaima b'sayifoi, v'hisna lov mitchilasai, ena elikim afligi b'dvarim, b'kasha. If a person makes a tanai that it's impossible to fulfill, he just meant to put her off. Therefore, the tanai is not effective, and the get is valid unconditionally. The Gemara asks, Ibai lehu, Hareza gitach amenasha teichli basar chazer mahu. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, if he stipulates that she must eat meat of chazer, is this tanai effective or not? Abaye says, Hihi, this tanai is the same as the ones mentioned before in that it is eif shel kaimoi because it's forbidden. Therefore, the tanai is not effective and the get is valid. Rabbi disagrees and says, Efshe de achle v'lakya. The tanai is eif shel kaimoi. It's possible to eat chazer and receive malchus. Therefore, the tanai is effective, and if not fulfilled, the get is not valid. However, as the Gemara explains, they do agree in the following case. Hareza gitach amenasha tivoli l'plaini. If he makes a tanai that she must cohabit with so-and-so, the tanai is effective, because this tanai is efshe l'kaima b'heter, because efshe d'mishachta le'be m'mayna, she can pay off plaini so that he will agree to marry her and there will be no iser. And they also both agree in the case of amenasha tivoli la'abba ulavicha. If he includes a tanai that she must cohabit with either his father or her father, the tanai is not effective, because it's eif shel kaima, because it's only possible be'isser, and even if she is willing, abba vavicha mi'avdi isura, they would not agree to transgress an isser. The Gemara also explains that these tanaim are not considered masna mashakasa b'teira, because she does not have to fulfill the tanai and transgress. She can elect not to fulfill the tanai and not become divorced. The Gemara next returns to the previous Mishnah, which discussed the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer b'Chachamim regarding a person who divorced his wife and told her, you're permitted to marry omen chutz l'plaini except for so-and-so. Rabbi Eliezer holds she is divorced, while the Chacham holds she is not divorced, and therefore, yitlena hemenu b'yachzer yitnenu l'v'yem l'ha'ret m'teres l'chaladim. He must take the get back, give it to her a second time, and state you are permitted to marry anyone. The Mishnah continues, however, kasva b'teichai, if the tanai was written into the get, even if he then erased it, the get is disqualified because, as Taisa explains, the get was not written l'shem krisis, since she was still bound to her husband regarding plainly at that time. The Gemara mentions a machlik as Rav Safra and Rava. Rav Safra holds al peh lifnei ha-toyrif kasher. If he verbalized this tanai before the sefer wrote the toyrif, the text specific to this get, the date, names, and place, the get is kasher, as the Mishnah says, yitlen ha-menu v'yachzer v'yitnen Allah. While Rava holds, al pelef ne'at teref, pasal. If he verbalized this tonight before the Sefer wrote the Torah of the get is possible, because the Sefer did not write the Torah of the get, l'shem krisis. However, the Mishnah is referring to where he verbalized it tonight after the Sefer wrote the Torah, and therefore yitlen hamena b'yachzev itnen Allah. He can give it again because the Sefer did write the Torah of the get, l'shem krisis. The Gemara cites a braisa, kala tenoin paislim b'get, divi Rebbe. Rebbe says all conditions that were written into a get disqualify the get. The Chum disagree and say, kol she paisl al peh, paisl b'ksav. V'chol she ain't a paisl al peh, ain't a paisl b'ksav. Only a tenai of chutz, in which the get would be possible verbally, it's also possible if it's written in the get. But a tenai of almanas, in which the get would be kasha verbally, it's also kasha even if it's written into the get. The Gemara offers two approaches to this machlekes. Reb Zera says, machlekes lefnei ha-toyrif. Their machlekes is only if almanas was written before the toyrif. And Rebbe holds the get is possible because gazrina almanas atu chutz. The Chacham initiated a gzera that he should not come to write the chutz. While the Rabban hold the get is kosher because there is no such gzera. However, avala achar ha-toyrif, they are called kosher. They both agree that if almanas was written after the toyrif, the get is kosher because even if he does not write chutz, the get is kosher as the toyrif was written l'shem krisis. And there's no gzera that one might come to write chutz before the toyrif. And accordingly, the Mishnah that holds that if he wrote chutz, the get is pasul, which implies that if he wrote almanas, the get is kosher, refers either to lefnei ha-toyrif v'rabbanon, it was written before the toyrif and concurs with the rabbanon, as Rav Safra said earlier, or la'acha ha-toyrif v'divi ha-kol, it was written after the toyrif and concurs even with Rebbe. Rava says, machlekes la'acha ha-toyrif. The machlekes is only if almanas was written after the toyrif. In which Rebbe holds the get is possible because the Chacham initiated a gzera for la'achar ha-toyrif so that one should not come to write chutz before the toyrif. While the Rabban hold the get is kasher because there was no gzera for la'achar ha-toyrif. Aval afnei ha-toyrif, the v'akal possible. They both do agree that if almanas was written before the toyrif, the get is possible because gezrin almanas atu chutz. And accordingly, the mission that it holds if he wrote chutz, the get is possible, which implies that if he wrote almanas, the get is kasher, refers only to Acha HaTarif V'Rabbanahi. It was written after the Tarif and concurs only with Chachamim, as Rava said earlier.